Raja Alsanea, Girls of Riyadh. When Michelle woke up after the first night she had spent in Riyadh, after more than 2 years away, she did not know that she had come back to the city at just the right time to witness an important event. A very important event indeed, in a life that was already full of changes and quick reverses. Her day began with a surprise phone call from Lamise. "Go into the bathroom and wash your face with a little cold water," her friend advised her, so that she could absorb the full impact of what she was about to tell her. "What's wrong? Why did you have to wake me up so early?" "Michelle, today is Faisal's wedding." Silence from the other end of the line. "Michelle, are you there?"
"I'm here. Are you okay?"
"What Faisal? My Faisal?"
"Yes, girl, Faisal the scumbag. No one else."
"Did he tell you himself or what?"
"Here's the next whammy. It turns out Nizar is friends with the bride's brother."
"Your husband Nizar knows the brother of Faisal's bride? Why didn't you tell me the minute you heard about that?"
"Are you crazy to ask me that? I swear I only found out about it today. I came from Jeddah to Riyadh yesterday to attend the wedding of one of Nizar's sisters. I was really eager to come so that I could see you on the same trip."
"Nizar told me about the wedding a week ago, but I just got the invitation card today, and when I opened it, my eyes just about flew out of my head. I read the groom's name maybe 100 times to be sure that it really was the same Faisal."
"When did he get engaged?"
"I swear to God, I have no idea. And unfortunately, I can't ask Nizar to ask his friend about it, because they are not really close buddies. They just know each other from work. Looks like they probably had a bunch of extra invitations, so they invited me. I don't expect Nizar knows anything more than I do."
"So, who is this girl he's marrying?"
"Her last name rings no bell. Nothing impressive."
"Lamise?"
"Yes, darling?"
"I want you to fix me up with an invite. I'm coming with you."
"What? No, come on, you must be kidding. You going to Faisal's wedding? Are you out of your mind? How would you get through it?"
"Don't worry about me. I can do it."
"Michelle, honey, I'm scared. What are you thinking? There's no reason for you to go and make things harder on yourself."
"I won't. In fact, I'll be giving myself the best closure ever."
Lamise convinced her husband that she had a splitting headache and couldn't go to the wedding. She told him she would give her invitation to Michelle, who would go in her place. Michelle turned the invitation card over and over in her hands as the hairdresser worked on her hair. "Announcing the wedding of our daughter Shaikha to our son Faisal."
"So, this is what it comes to, Faisal.
A girl named Shaikha. What a silly, very silly name." She did her own makeup and put on a gorgeous Roberto Cavelli gown. It was slinky enough to show off her body perfectly. At the entrance to the hall, she contemplated the photos of the bride and groom that formed a dazzling display on a table near the door. She studied his expression, trying to gauge how he felt about the woman standing beside him. She happily noted that Shaikha was totally not his type. She was large of build, when what he adored was petite women. Her hair wasn't black, which he preferred, but dyed a range of tints to the point where it looked like a disco globe reflecting a prism of colours. She had a big nose and a mouth with thin lips. What did they have in common with Michelle's cute nose and seductive lips? Michelle paid her respects in the way one does to his mother, whom she was able to single out after hearing one of the greeters call her mother of the groom. She congratulated Faisal on the marriage of her son. Faisal's scent seemed to waft from this woman who had given him birth. She found a seat near the entrance where the bridal pair would emerge, at the end of the hall facing the dais.
She chose her spot carefully, for this evening she had an important and historic mission to accomplish. She moved her eyes among his sisters, assigning the names she had heard to them. This one looked the oldest, so it must be Nora. That was definitely Sarah, the loud one. This young-looking one over here was apparently Nujud, the prettiest of the bunch, as he always described her. And there was the mother again. This time, observing his mother from a distance, Michelle remembered her overbearing power and dictatorial ways, and also Faisal's abjectness before her. Michelle would have expected to feel disgust and hate for this woman, and to wish her the worst that life could give. But in fact, she found herself respecting her and feeling scorn for her weak son. She noticed that Faisal was examining her from afar and seemed to like what she saw. She imagined this woman considering trying to get her for Faisal's younger brother, who hadn't got married yet, or maybe for one of her nephews. Ah, could fate be that twisted? Michelle had decided that today she would announce her victory over all men. She would rid herself once and for all of whatever bits of Faisal remained in her heart and soul. She found herself heading for the long corridor of people preparing to dance. This was definitely a first, swirling around the dance floor on the day her true love married someone else. It wasn't as difficult as she had imagined. She had the sensation that she had lived these moments before in her mind, time and time again. So this was merely a déjà vu. She felt relaxed and happy. That night, she danced and sang as if she were the only person in that enormous hall. It was her own special celebration, a celebration in her honour, to acknowledge her survival and endurance despite everything. It marked her liberation from the slavery of deep-seated traditions which had subjugated all the other miserable, pitiful women in the dancing hall. She imagined Faisal in bed that night with his bride, dreaming of reaching out to touch his love Michelle, while Shakha crouched on his chest with her large body, her folds of fat keeping him from moving and breathing. The lights were dimmed in the other parts of the hall, leaving one strong beam spotlighting the entry. The bride crossed it, heading towards the dais, flashing smiles at the invited women, and even at Michelle, who quietly followed her progress from nearby. Michelle was filled with confidence, seeing the bride's large body stuffed into the wedding gown, which was stretched tightly around her body, unappealingly creating unsightly folds of skin at her armpits. When it was announced that the men were about to come in, a truly devilish idea occurred to Michelle, and she didn't waste any time on acting upon it. She sent a short message from her mobile phone to Faisal's. "Congratulations, bridegroom. Don't be shy. Come on in. I am waiting." After her message, the men's entrance was delayed by almost an hour. The hall was awash in the whispers and mutterings of the women guests, and the poor bride was in a state of confusion. Should she go out, or stay where she was and wait for her groom, who refused to come in? After what seemed an eternity, the groom appeared, surrounded by his father, the bride's father, and her three brothers. He came in so quickly that no one could really see him. From afar, Michelle smiled. Her plan had worked. A few minutes later, as the photographer was taking photos of the bride with her groom and the family on the dais, Michelle rose, heading towards the exit, intending to leave. But she made very sure that Faisal would see her, more glorious than he had ever seen her before. She looked at his beard, which had altered the face she was accustomed to. He turned toward her with a desperate look in his eyes, as if begging her to go away. She raised one eyebrow in challenge, not caring in the slightest about any of the women who were looking at her, and she went on standing there in front of the entryway, playing with the strands of her short hair as if to annoy him with her new haircut before turning her face away in obvious disgust and making her way toward the door. After getting into the car behind the Ethiopian driver, she could not keep back her laughter as she imagined how the wedding night would go for Faisal after seeing her there. It would be a night cursed by 60 curses, as Lamise would have said, and that was the point. Upon reaching the house, she realised that this was the first wedding since her separation from Faisal, where her eyes had not become blurry with tears seeing the bride happy with her groom on the dais. Michelle knew now that behind their smiles, many of those brides and grooms were concealing their own sad and yearning hearts because they had been kept from choosing their life's partner. If she had tiny tears to shed this evening, they would be for that poor bride whose circumstances would unite tonight and all the rest of her nights with a man forced to marry her, a man whose heart and mind were that of another woman, the one who had danced with such abandon at his wedding.